100 word stories.
Today's story is called Imaginary Friend, and it's by Lawrence Simon, your imaginary friend. It's not easy being an imaginary friend, especially to a kid they pump full of drugs. I feel a bit guilty since it's my fault they're doing this to him. Seeing him out on the playground talking to me. The teachers were concerned, other parents at the school, and after that his parents. And finally, the doctors. They tried therapy, then went to the pills. Sometimes the pills work because there's a jump in time for me, but I still come back. Maybe he'll talk to me, try to hug me. And other times he covers his ears and screams. Well, that's it for today's 100-word story. You can check out more in the archives, oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. I could take advantage of the fact that I'm lazy and don't post these until the week after, but, say, oh, I predict that, Syria will fall. Whatever. I do wish that a few other places would fall. Anyway, thank you all for listening and whatever, and as always, keep it brief.